Right.
And then, when puberty hit, I get having on shifts and,
being a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were a little kid.
It went wrong.
Right.
That's what you're saying. Right. And truth. Well.
Yeah. She don't want to be a designer. I'm pretty sure that my saying, I don't think she would be cagey from one about what she was hoping for. And you go, I think you're just hitting what happens in doing two and an agenda you're on.
Yeah, right?
You felt unprepared for it.
Oh, no.
Nope. How do you know what you were thinking? Reading my personal stuff, how dare you? You're an evil, wicked person. Just know how to respect crime. You know? No. Don't even know that. I wouldn't know. That is not. Better to read. What are we talking about stuff? Talk about the weapon. Remember. Because she's hyper-attenuated to finding the least infraction so that she can justify everything she's ever done and everything she's done. And it's all based on the fact that we were rotten. We alternately were too involved in her life, pushing our personal agendas on her, and not being protective enough of her against other events that happened. And it's all just a big thing, so that she is totally justified in being the person that she is. Right now, she was a bunch of people that say, oh, it's okay that you lie. You're totally justified in lying. Even what you told us about your past, that's the only way you could survive is by lying all the time and by, you know, being kind of passive-aggressive towards your parents and being deceptive and all that. And she has to keep that on running because it makes her a good person. If people say that we weren't doing my gender isn't going to fix anything, wow, I'm beyond it. I'm better than you. I am a better person exactly because I'm doing what you do. And there's nothing you can do once you get past it. That's why people say, oh, don't worry, she will return, she'll come back, and you don't know. Now, as I said, if she does, wonderful. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Right.
And I'm certainly not going to hold God responsible for it.
I just want to be honest with you.
She is a big one. But
about how is it made to
God's not going to drag your child back into the screen. Guess what? My child's not going to be anymore. She's locked in. Whatever thing she has is careful. It's a nice thing. I went out and had a baby out of wedlock, and it was a moment thing, and stuff like that. No, it is a sin. And then she, I'm fine. Where's she? At the last minute, jumped over the floor. I'm going to stick with following Christ. Because I'm not sure which way is the right way to go. I'm not just going to go with the majority. I think there were a lot of those. He just said, I'm going to go with the largest one. So I'm going to try. no difference in peace. Well, that may have been what happened then. Would you start seeing all of them, thinking out all of them? Okay, I believe. It was like, she saw that and she said, well, I'm going to go that way. I'm on your body. Turn you off to it. Would you see something going on? It's like sometimes when they're going, and you go, yeah, he's playing. Okay. You're all hopeful. You're all supportive. So I wasn't surprised when it fell apart. It was like, yeah, you know, I thought she was just dealing with, you know, because of all the attention that I was getting, she was just speaking with him. And you're going, see me? You want to see me now, right? Everything that he's done and everything that seems to be about is a rather small form of I'll have grown. I'm going to come up with reasons that society is going to make me grow. I'm going to go get it first and serve it. So that's why I say, how am I going to do that? One. I think so. The rules and exceptions that she doesn't have to be held for the others. She doesn't have to do what she wants me to do. But I want to have a real job. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to have a job. I don't even want to be married. Almost everything that she did, kid, juvenile thing about it. The whole thing with him, it was weary. And you go, 14-year-old did not get the cost in that situation. He said, come on. He's wanting to marry an American. Come to America. Hello? You know, since I was pretty upbeat about it, I was trying to say, well, maybe this could work out. I don't know. Let's go live over there. I thought it'd be fun. I'm so healthy. I'm not pregnant. Just me. Way beyond being pregnant. Okay? There's bigger problems here. This isn't going to work.
My baby is why I was not.
Well.
She
wasn't. She was a perpetual 13-year-old. So, and I'm sorry. Maybe someday I'll see something more about it, but I really don't. It's like she got stuck with real responsibility, but hold her over all the things. That's fine. We all think we want where we should meet and what we do. Everybody. It's like a crack in the wheel. And you know what we can see trying to find out. So we can't see it. If you hear it, I don't. I'll say it right. No. Yeah. You got the end job. Basically, doing something for room and board is your body. They take a certain number of developmentally disabled clients, and they have to have many people on staff. You know, there's a ratio, and you're there to fill that ratio. And they didn't be really cheap. But I don't want to see the checkbook. I don't want to see how far you're in debt. Because I know that all the stuff you've done, you did on set, you keep swearing up and down. You made the money to do this, and you're alive.
because they're not paying you that way. We're beginning to.
Yeah. Although I, you know, should, I'll never stop down the hill to show up in the room. It's just, but I'm sorry anymore. I want to see it. Especially if I'm involved. Now that I'm not involved, I don't care. And you go, oh, you're not a good parent. You go, you know. This is, all those rules are beautiful if your children are responsible. They don't work when your child is basically irresponsible. And basically, untrustworthy. I think it opened up her eyes to a lot of different things. And she saw a lot of people that didn't have to do, didn't really have to become anything. She got really upset because she wasn't, she didn't have parents that would just pay for it. That's what angered her the most. That was those journalists about the fact that I was her stepfather. I was squandering all the money that she incurred. Yada yada. The guys at the UCC that she was playing with, half of them were strung out on drugs, tried them, which is what I just didn't like. You know, that's fine if that's true. But I also noticed you've got a real problem with telling the truth. You always just tell people what they want to hear. What you think they want to hear. You know, so it's like, look how the grain of salt. I have no idea. What the person you think I am? Hello? Why do you think that's such a wonderful revelation? Of course you're not. And then you think you're so evolved. You say, well, I'm totally different. I've told all the people in this all this time. And why do you keep telling that to some kind of wonderful virtue shows that you're so teaching? Most of us had a people being like, we didn't choose to do anything about it because we know that virtue is free. You don't want to have to be freaking out. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Because, yeah. Because, oh, you know, it's seen a really fair. Yeah. Too much plays being. Check me too. Oh, great. Yeah, all of a sudden you're going, what's good for
that? I'm a lesbian.
Loves and deny to get divorced. She would love that.
Yeah.
Then she would go and she would come live with Mom. And yeah, that's right. We'll all have a wonderful life and we'll get away from that evil, nasty rock, Simpson Dad, who's obviously evil. Yeah, yeah. I know. So, no, that would be her greatest wish. That is her perfection. And the fact that she became transgendered is almost stupid compared to that. It's like, she's been resting around for this is a family trait. We do a lot of research. We do a lot of trying to make things work. She's trying to protect the little narrative she's got going. And she found that being transgendered was the easiest way to do it.
And she
will play it. Oh, but that's what Facebook is. All it is a big downstairs, server room, probably. We may be upstairs, the stuff I'm doing, I'm going to be downstairs.
wait for a few minutes.
Anyway, yeah. Well, we have to work through this garbage because we've got to feel like we aren't just pariahs and making Shane's life miserable. Huh, Matt? That's a tough thing. You do think about this stuff. What did I do wrong? Is it something my fault? I pretty much came to the conclusion that it's not. But Mom's still working